ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मयि संराभ्य विपुलां मदाच्छापं सुदुःसहम् स्थातुमर्हसि नैकात्र मद्यज्ञा विमुखो मुने। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Narada continued, "When I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time." Purport. The great sage Narada Muni has a spiritual body. Therefore, old age, disease, birth, and death do not affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord. And his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone a Vaishnava. Under the circumstances, there is ordinarily no need for him to stay in one place for more than the time he requires to preach. Since by his own free will, he is already traveling all over the universe, the curse of Kalakanya is described as fortunate. Like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord in different places and in different universes. Such personalities are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. Mayi sanrabhya vipula madachapam sudusam sthatumarhasi naikatra madhyachna vimukho mune. The great sage Narada continued, "When I refused to accept her request to marry the old age Kalakanya, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time." Yasya prasadada gyopi sadhya sarvagatam rajet sashi chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. By Lord Chaitanya's grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. May this Lord Chaitanya be merciful unto me. Tam Shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasyanukampaya Swapi Mahabdim Santaret Sukham. Is also from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer obeisances to Jagat Guru Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can cross a big ocean very happily and easily. And one more from Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. Vaigunya gita kalita paisunya vrana pidita dainyarnave nimagnoham chaitanya vaidyam asraye. I am being bitten by insects of material defects, anarthas, and my body is covered by the sores of critical attitude, criticizing others. Therefore, just imagine if your body is covered with this. So therefore, I submerge in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Asraya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Asraya. Dr. Chaitanya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who is a devotee? In Jivadharma, we have three qualities which identify a devotee, and they are connected and demonstrated in this verse and in this purport. This is something important that we can practice to advance smoothly and quickly. We are all very fortunate here. We are all on the path of bhakti here. We are all practicing. Just now, just by being here in Vrindavan, you are practicing one of the most powerful elements of bhakti yoga. Staying in Vrindavan or Mathura Mandala, yeah, it's most powerful. One second here is priceless. And you are sitting to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second most powerful, and the other most powerful method. And then you are sitting with devotees, Sadhu Sangha. That's the third most powerful. So, and in a few minutes, the deities will be opened. The doors to the altars will be opened, and you will be able to drink the nectar of their darshan. So that's most powerful. Yes, and you are chanting Hare Krishna. So we are already doing the most powerful methods. Rupa Goswami says that one who does these five elements of bhakti, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, Mathuravas, Srimur Tirashadaya Sevan, then even a person who has no understanding, even no faith, by a little touch of these can achieve complete success very quickly. Success means bhava, ecstasy. Just a little touch of that and you can experience ecstasy. So, all of you, I'm convinced, have experienced some ecstasy. At the same time, I presume that at least a good portion of people who are sitting here have experienced also obstacles. Did you experience any obstacles? Is your ecstasy sometimes interrupted? Or maybe not completely there. So there is something that prevents us from experiencing the full blessings of bhakti and of these super powerful methods, which can immediately transform. And you know, they give ecstasy. So why not all the time, and why not always increasing? Why sometimes, at least some of us, experience some obstacles. If beforehand I apologize in front of those who are Nitya Siddhas and who are already in the platform of beyond the platform of Bhava and have no obstacles. So you will just enjoy, because sometimes the name of Krishna and Bhakti will be sounded in this lecture. But the rest of us. We need to be able to overcome all the obstacles so that our ecstasy is uninterrupted and growing. That's the definition of sadhana. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vida. Bhava is action with the senses and the mind aimed at bhava, bhava bhakti. Krishna bhava bhakti. Okay, so obstacles. There are obstacles. And what are the obstacles? We have two big categories of obstacles which prevent us from full success or slow down our progress. Anybody wants to say what or try and guess what are the obstacles we experience or categories? What is that? Lust, yeah. Anarthas, yes, anarthas. Anger, Hare Krishna. Yes, anger. What else? Aparad. Yes, aparad. Yeah, so there are two main categories. We have general lack of realization or ignorance, which is like fog. You can experience fog here in Vrindavan. Just a few days ago we had some fogs. And so this is ignorance manifesting as anartas. And we have the clouds of offenses, of aparadas. That verse says that if there is very dense fog of ignorance, very dense fog of anartas, like lust, anger, you mentioned, envy, we can add, envy, and all these robbers that attack us in the heart, in the cave of our heart. It's no problem. It's no problem, because just coming to Vrindavan, just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam can very quickly dissipate the fog, just like sun, like a few days ago, in the morning. Did you see such a dense fog? But the sun just came up and whoosh, it's all gone. So Bhagavatam is like this sun. Purana Arka Dunodita. Purana Arka. It's the sun Purana. But if there are clouds, then it's more difficult. So these are offenses. So offenses, these two parts are preventing us. And there are certain aspects of bhakti, qualities of bhakti, or practices which can counteract, which can remove, we can do our part in removing this fog and the clouds. And it's very important to deal with the clouds. Anybody knows how to remove the clouds in the sky? Some devotees even can do this. Like, remember Panchatattva in Mayapur when they were being prepared. Jai Shishi Gornitai, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram, Jai Shishi Radha Shama Sundarlita, Vishaka Ki Jai. So when Panchatattva was being cast in not far from Srirangam, near Kumbakonam, they pour liquid metal. Ashtadhatu, there is silver, gold. They pour liquid metal into a form. And if even a drop of water falls, because of the difference in temperature, it practically explodes. And the installation was supposed to just start in a few days. It was 2004. Anybody was there? Yeah. It was a big festival, very beautiful. Do you remember there were scaffolds and all the gurus were, and the devotees were doing abhishek. It was beautiful, isn't it? And but there was a danger of delay, because just as they were prepared to pour the liquid metal into the forms, clouds came. The clouds came with heavy rain. And they are pouring this outside in the open space, and there is no cover, because you have seen they are quite big. Yes. And so these murtiwalas, they said, "Oh, we don't know what to do. It's raining. We cannot do this." And Pankajangri Prabhu was there. Yes. He said, "Don't worry. It will not rain here. Just go ahead." and he took Chaitanya Charitamrita, he sat down and he started reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gora Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoya Andakar Jahan Krishna Tahanahi Maya Radhikar. He started reading and it was raining all around, but above this place in Kumbakonam, near Kumbakonam where they were casting the deities, not a drop fell. A miracle. Ha ha. Hare Krishna. So, even though devotees don't usually like doing, you know, mystical things, it can divert one's attention, but devotees can do things sometimes. And we all have to become magicians like that to remove the clouds in our heart. That's the problem. Outside it may be shining, but inside there are clouds with heavy rain. It rains, you know, different, sometimes offenses, sometimes lust, envy. You think, oh, why this person, or, you know, this paishunya, and envy manifests as criticizing. Criticizing people, criticizing devotees. There are four kinds of offenses mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There is nama aparad, so that Radharan Prabhu recounted in the morning, if you ever heard, before he said that now is, I so love how you say this, that now wonderful Krishna japa time. Not just japa time, but wonderful Krishna japa. I like it so much. It's a very, very good title for this part of the program. Yeah? And then 10 offenses. So this is nama parad. Then there is Vaishnava parad. Mm-hmm. And then there is seva parad. So seva parad, just like if you sit with the back to the deities, it's one of the seva parads. And or if you hold like this. Or there are so many, 64 plus more. I mean, it's many, many different kinds of. I'm very critical. Yeah, sorry. Then there is. So this was three. Yeah, nama, Vaishnava, seva. But there is also the fourth one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says chitkana aparad or jiva aparad. When we offend. Even non-devotees, even non-humans, even, you know, just like if we kick a dog, kill a mosquito, that can create an obstacle. That's why meat eaters, you know, it's almost impossible. We have to give up meat to become a devotee. But also, people in the street or our family members, we shouldn't hurt them. You know, we shouldn't. If we hurt even non-devotees, it will be bad for our bhakti. Like Bhaktisiddhanta, or if we are not kind to non-devotees, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you can read this Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, beautiful book, three yellow volumes, yeah, spiritual thriller. There you can read there is a chapter on charity. There it's described how Bhaktisiddhantaji was going on parikrama. I think it was in Vrindavan, and there were some beggars, as you can see in all the holy places, all the pilgrimage places. There were sannyasis going after him, and nobody gave anything. And Bhaktisiddhanta ji turned and he said, oh, if I give them some charity, this will be karma. Yes? So you are afraid to engage in some activity like that. But if you are not kind and charitable, actually charity, charitas in Greek, it means love. It's love. If you're not kind, then the heart becomes hard and bhakti cannot develop. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vikas Maharaja's Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. And just yesterday we discussed, Dharmadma Prabhu was telling me how they were, how he, on Govardhan Parikrama, he told him that every beggar sitting there should get a rupee. Not a single should be missed. Prabhupada said that those who are sitting are bona fide. You know, they are not pestering you if they are sitting. Yeah, they are bona fide. So, even ordinary jivas, of course, this is Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, it says that even if you give charity to a literate brahmana, unqualified brahmana, it's you get unlimited benefit in Vrindavan. What to speak if you give to half literate or there is different glories of it. Anyway, so disrespect to even to jivas or being not kind even to ordinary living entities can also slow down our progress. And this is what Srila Prabhupada says, Narada is the most kind devotee of the Lord. And his only business is to travel over the world and preach God consciousness. So we preach, devotee preaches not to get donations. Devotee preaches not to get manpower. We need more people in the temple to do book distribution or to do this, to do that. Devotee preaches out of kindness. So these are the three qualities of bhakti. In Jaiva Dharma you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions daya and dainya. If I should pronounce it properly, I should say doina. Yeah? How do you say it properly in Bengali? Doina. Yeah? So dainya. This is, I think in all the Indian languages it will be understood, even in Dravidian they will understand because it's such a famous word, dainya. So that's humility. And daya. Daya, I don't know if it's so known in India, it's also very understandable for everyone. Daya. Daya, mercy. So dainya, humility, and mercy, or kindness. Very important. You can see in Bhaktivinoda Thakur starts Sharanagati, the manual for educating our, for training our heart. There are prayers in Sharanagati songbook, very beautiful. He starts with dainya or humility. So many lists of qualities, they start with humility. Amanitvam, adamhitvam, ahimsakshan, amanitvam, first. Or Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha in the Gita. Nirmana, humility. So many qualities, quality lists start with humility. And so therefore, the disciple in Jaiva Dharma asks this Babaji, he says, so, bhakti should be independent, but it looks that this bhakti depends on these qualities of humility and kindness. That there is no bhakti without humility and kindness. And so we have heard so many times that you don't need a separate endeavor to develop qualities, right? It's a chapter in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that developing good qualities is not part of bhakti. And then we have so much emphasis again, be humble, and be respectful, be kind and friendly, yeah? And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaurahari, when he says, Namna makari bahudani jasarva shakti stra tatrar pitane amita smarane nakala eta drishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrishamiha janina nuraga. He says that your names have all the shaktis, but I am so durdaivam, unfortunate. Because of my offenses, I have no anuraga, I have no attachment. So, What is the solution that our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers to solve the problem, to remove the clouds of offenses? Trinadapi suniche na tarori vasahishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. He says, humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, prideless amanina. So we have humility two times, sunichana and amanina. Both are humility, right? One humility is just general humility, and amanina, the other, second humility is if you have something to be proud of. They say a pauper is proud of his penny. So some even a beggar, he gets, you know, 5 rupees or 50 rupees, and he feels, yes, I'm a very good beggar. we can be proud of something, but prideless means you're not proud even if you have some reasons to be proud. So we have four medicines: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect, manadena, respect. And then kirtaniya sadahari. So then, you know, the question is, so it looks like bhakti depends on these qualities. How can this be? Is this a good question? Is it a contradiction? It's a contradiction, right? So you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma, he says that these qualities of dainya and of daya, kindness, are not separate from bhakti. All the good qualities are developed on the basis of Krishnaika Sharanam, taking shelter in Krishna. This is the main quality. Krishna, that means no ego. We are not trying to be kind and humble so that others praise us. We are not trying to be kind and humble to get fame or position. That would be karma, yes? Or we are not trying to be humble and kind to become purified. That would be jnana misha. If I think that first I have to become humble, first I have to become kind, and then I will practice pure bhakti, that's jnana misha bhakti. No, Mahaprabhu says, sunichana, amanina, manadena, it's the instrumental case. By this, with this, they are not to be practiced before or separately, they are to be practiced. Our project is kirtaniya. What we do, we chant. But how we do is with humility and kindness. So we do this to please Krishna. Not even to become purified. Not even to become purified is not bad. It's always good. But we don't do this separately from bhakti. It's the modality. It's how we do bhakti. With respect. Respect is the opposite of offense. Offense means no respect, right? So if you respect, it means no offense. So if we respect. So you can see here, Narada Muni, he demonstrates humility, he demonstrates kindness. Prabhupada is saying he's traveling and preaching. he's not angry at Kalakanya, and he demonstrates forgiveness or tolerance. When she curses him, he doesn't become angry. Hey, don't you know who I am? Hey, I'm Narada Muni. You should offer respects to me. He tolerates, he forgives, and he says, oh, thank you. This is a big, big blessing. This is a big blessing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma says that this mercy and dainya and daya, mercy, humility and kindness, they are qualities of bhakti. They are like limbs of bhakti or parts of bhakti. They are non-different. That's how you do bhakti. So if I do bhakti without humility and without kindness, it's not really bhakti. I'm just coming to bhakti. And he says, between these two, you have kshama or forgiveness. Between these two, you have kshama or forgiveness. So this is why it's, this is like, if you have a door, like where I live, in the VIH, in Goshala, if you go to my place, there are very low doors. So if I wear a hat, or if I forget, if I'm thoughtful, sometimes I, bang my head into the beam, into the door. No, this, what do you call this? Below is threshold and above is, what do you call it? Shakyamuni Mataji, what's the English word for this upper part of the door? Beam? Anyway, so I bang my head into this. So if I want to walk there, I have to go down. So in the same way, you cannot do bhakti like this, because if you do... Ha! If I do like this, then this is what will happen. You have experience? You experience something like this? Or sometimes you... So bhakti can only be done like this. Only like this you can. And then sometimes you manage, after many times of this, then you think, okay. You do like this. And then, you learn and it works. And then after some time you think, oh, yes, I know how to do this. I already understood. And did you have experience like that? I have this experience many times. Sometimes I give some lectures or seminars and devotees are so happy and they give, it's changing, it gave some very practical things that I can apply in my life, it changes my life and so forth, and I see, yes, it works, yes, I understand, I know how to teach better, yes. And then I, go to the next place or, go to some next class, and I try to give the class and... and I don't understand. I say the same things, and it doesn't work. Everybody is, what is he saying? Why? What is he? So you cannot do bhakti, You have to do bhakti like this, with humility. So this is the asana, the pose in which you do bhakti. Yes. So if we do bhakti without kindness, if we do bhakti without humility, and humility shows us respect, and if we do bhakti without tolerance, and tolerance shows us forgiving, then we will have this, and we will have obstacles. These are the obstacles. These are the clouds that prevent us. So therefore, here's something you can do practically. It's very important to consciously remember to respect. All the devotees and non-devotees, and to tolerate, to be humble and tolerant. Tolerant means forgiving. So here, Narada Muni is cursed. And Narada Muni, does Narada Muni feel insulted, or does he have a grudge against Krishna? Krishna, what is this? I'm serving you. I'm preaching. And now this, everybody sees, I don't want to marry. And now she comes and, offers herself, and I say, I'm sorry, I'm not planning, I have no intention. And then she curses me. So what is this? Krishna, why did you allow this? No, they're here. Krishna, why did you allow this? No, Narada Muni says, oh, thank you. Who else did this in the Bhagavatam? Huh? Kunti, yes. Who else? Parikshit, yes. Chitraketu, yes. Parvati cursed him and he said, thank you, mother. Thank you, mother. So, this is the lock in the prison of material world. That if I have not given up my false ego, I will be angry at Krishna. I will criticize Krishna and devotees and or non-devotees. I will not be able to tolerate suffering that happens in my life, and I will feel angry or insulted. Why Krishna? I'm a devotee, I'm such a great devotee, I'm putting my hand into the bead bag and every day chanting for 3 years now, and now this happened, what is this? They didn't give me the orange at the breakfast. Yeah. So, the 44th element of the 64 elements of bhakti is tat kripekshanam. Tat kripa ikshanam. What means ikshanam? Seeing or searching or looking, observing. So, it means that a devotee, whatever happens, he sees this as mercy, like Narada Muni here. He is cursed. A bad curse that you never can stay in one place. He, instead of saying, oh, this is a curse, he's saying, it's mercy, thank you. Parikshit Maharaj, Chitraket, everybody. So, this is the art that we need to learn. It is also very healthy. If we learned, they say that stress comes. Stress, there's nothing bad in stress. The stress is the cause of all disease. Stanford University says that disease is based on stress, worry, anxiety, and stress. And Bhagavad Gita begins Ashocham Anashochastam, and Bhagavad Gita ends Saradharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarapapebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Suchaha. Ashocham Ma Suchaha. It begins, don't worry, it ends, don't worry. So the whole Gita teaches us, don't worry. It's the bona fide way to analyze a Shastra. Don't worry. First word is Ashocham, and the last word is Ma Suchaha. Don't worry, don't lament. So stress comes not when something unpleasant happens, but when we do not agree. It has already happened and we resist. We think, oh, only if I could do like this, only if this didn't happen, oh, why did this happen, oh, if it could unhappen. But it cannot, what happened, happened. So if you, and this is surrender. Surrender, Krishnaika Sharanam, surrender, means that we agree with Krishna's plan. Sometimes they say that, like, did you hear this on book distribution? They tell you, if you surrender, you will be able to distribute many books. You have to surrender, then you can distribute. Did you hear this? So we think that surrender means we grab Krishna's feet and say, I'm surrendering, I surrender, yes.
Please, yeah, I surrender. Oh, give me books.
But this is actually not surrender. We are trying to force Krishna to do something. Surrender means, Krishna, for your pleasure, I would like to do this, to preach. But if you allow, according to your plan and your desire. So surrender means I agree to whatever Krishna decides. So I will do the activity, but the result, I agree. Krishna, you can give or not give. It's for you. I do this for you. So therefore you can give, you can throw away, you can not take, whatever. I want your will. Thy will be done. So I agree with your decision. I agree with your plan. This is surrender. And this is also humility, if we accept Krishna's plan. So this is the part of bhakti. Dainya, meaning being humble, not thinking that my plan is more important than his plan, Krishna's plan. And if his plan is different from my plan, I do not become angry. There are two ways to become angry. One way is to say, why is this happening? And you go and you know. And the other way to become angry is to become depressed. I will not do anything, Or if I do this, I will do this. Why did you do this? So, depression. Depression is the quiet anger, passive anger. But both are anger at Krishna. And the opposite is tolerance and forgiveness. And this is what Brahmaji says in the 14th chapter. Tate nukambam susamikshamano bunjana evadma kritam vipakam hridvajapurbhir vidadhan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadayavak. He says that a person, anukampam susamikshamanam, looking at the mercy, seeking the mercy of the Lord. So he sees everything as he very attentively, very carefully sees everything as anukampa, mercy of Krishna. And if there is some so-called suffering or suffering, then he sees this as atma kritam vipakam. It's a result of my own activities. Vipak, those of you who know a little Ayurveda, you know that it's the after taste or after result. If you eat a lemon, for example, it's sour, but the aftertaste is sweet. And if you eat a sweet banana, the aftertaste is sour. It may be different from the taste of the thing itself. So he says, it's atmakritam, the suffering is atmakritam vipakam. It's the result of vipak, a result of my activity. And therefore, this devotee continues to see everything as Krishna's mercy. He accepts, he agrees, okay, I agree with your plan. I offer my activities to you. I agree with your plan. I tolerate whatever happens. It's according to my position, my karma, my activities, and this is, whatever happened is your mercy. Is your mercy. Like Narada Muni does here, like so many devotees in the Bhagavatam, like Chitraketu, Kunti Devi. And as soon as you do this, Brahmaji says, Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak, then such a devotee is already confirmed to go to Krishna, to come to Mukti Pade. So Pade is the main result, Krishna's lotus feet is the main result, and mukti, pade, mukti, freedom from all the trouble, is this side effect. Is the side effect, according to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So what is required for this? Krishna's feet and removal of all the obstacles? What do we need? What do we need? Huh? Kindness and humility? Dhanya and Daya. But according to this 10.14.8, the verse of Brahmaji in the 10th canto. Accept as mercy. Tat kripekshan. This is 44th element of bhakti. See it as mercy. Agree. Accept. Tolerate. Accept it as mercy. And as soon as you accept Krishna's plan as mercy, whatever happens, as soon as you accept this as mercy, the door to spiritual world, the door out of the material prison is open. Already your reservation is confirmed on the flight back to Krishna. It's confirmed. So please, to conclude, just as a conclusion, can you please think of some suffering in your life? Maybe recent, if your life is free from suffering, maybe some old suffering. Can you think of some suffering? Everybody has? Anybody free from, anybody liberated? Yep, you will not admit. And now, can you please look at this suffering and see how it has been Krishna's mercy? Can you find mercy in that suffering? Can you find positive results from that suffering? Try to find what is the positive result. Everybody found how there was mercy in that suffering? Usually you can see this especially after some time, after some years. Who has found how there is some mercy in that suffering? Okay. Very good. Thank you. So can you thank Krishna? Krishna, thank you that you have given this to me, because there is also this mercy. So this is the characteristic of a devotee. Even in the material world, this is a characteristic of a healthy person. They see the silver lining in every cloud. So they see how in every difficult situation there is something positive. So these are the people who don't get sick. These are the people who succeed in life. They are not one-sided. They see all the sides. They are the survivors of everything. Yeah. They see the lesson in everything. And this is also what makes a devotee, according to Lord Brahma. So this is humility, kindness, and tolerance or forgiveness. So this is the way to look for mercy, see how everything is Krishna's mercy. And one simple way is to thank Krishna. Thank Krishna to so this is, please do this. So as soon as something that you don't like happens, and maybe I'm doing this to you right now, maybe you want to go to take breakfast and I'm holding you here, yeah, and okay, that's just to make easy for you, right? That's, or whatever happens, immediately remember that if I change my reaction to this, I can open the door to Krishna Loka. And how should I change my reaction to this? What should I do? How should I accept this unpleasant thing? With anger? Go fight? How should I accept this? Tolerance. Mercy. Thankful. So this is the this is our homework. This is our task. This is what removes the clouds. You know. So whatever happens, this is what Narada Muni demonstrates here. You know, curse accept as mercy. Curse accept as kind lesson given by Krishna for my benefit. for me. Once we have mastered this art, and this is part of bhakti, this is not something separate, this is part of bhakti. So as soon as I have learned to thank Krishna for everything, boss. Then first of all, you can always be happy. Second of all, your path to Krishna is already very clear and very, very smooth. And then we can get the sun not covered by fog and clouds, and then we will be able to meet Krishna when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so those who need to go to the business of breakfast or some other business important, the class is over. If somebody has one or two small questions, we can discuss. Comments, questions?
What if you follow this like humbleness and accepting whatever comes from other people or devotees? But then maybe sometimes some other people or devotees confuse that.
Exploit it. Yes, very good. Yes, very good. Yes. Yeah, I become very humble and I follow, I see everything is mercy, and then somebody, sees that and heaps, piles it on, you know, do this, do that, and Yes. So, our role model or hero or the example of solution is Arjuna. Krishna teaches him the whole Bhagavad Gita. He teaches Arjuna, be tolerant, be kind, merciful, friendly, and fight. So, if, you can have legitimate, of course, if you are in a brahmachari training, you know, first 1, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, then, you know, you can be pushed, you know, beyond your limit a little bit, just to for some training. But if indeed you somebody is exploiting you or something, then you may say this, Prabhuji, this is beyond my ability. It seems I will not be able to do this or this or that. You may say that, or you may deal with this. You may do something. It's not that you are passive. You may have to deal with that situation, or somebody is attacking you. You know, we are not preaching passivity. It's not passive. But the mood inside should still be to see everything as Krishna's mercy and do even that in a humble way. So that's what Krishna is teaching. Fight, but as a bhakta. So for Krishna's pleasure, and bhakti includes no false ego, surrender includes, you know. So, and then it has a better chance of working, has a better chance of succeeding if you're in that mood. Yeah? You may even, if that's your duty, you may even show some anger, but without being actually angry. So. That's the proper approach, because bhakti is, you know, is dainya, krama, and daya, mercy. So we have to practice mercy. That's preaching, and mercy that's also mercy not only to people outside but also to devotees around us. So we have to do something nice to devotees to around us. and if something is needed, we accept. We tolerate, but we deal with this. So that's yoga. We combine the two things. Inside the mood of surrender, outside whatever action is necessary. Is it okay? Yes. Gadadhar Priya. Yes. praise others. Yeah, yes, thank you. This is also the antidote, you know, to if you have some disease or poison, then you give something that neutralizes the poison or makes you healthy, some cure, some medicine. So what, so if there is some criticism or critical attitude to somebody, disrespect or offensive attitude, you can see Harinam Chintamani, for every offense, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some positive step, which is the opposite of to respect. If somebody disrespects Shastra, then the solution is to learn the glories of the Shastra and praise Shastra. Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, this is how we show respect. And this is also, in this you can combine. That's how you can practice in Vrindavan. So every day, give some honest, sincere praise or compliment to another devotee. Oh, Prabhuji, you are singing very nicely. Oh, Prabhuji, I like how you play kartals. This is practical. And first of all, it helps devotees, others, it encourages devotees. Second of all, it's a friendly exchange. Third of all, it trains us in respectful attitude. So it combines so many good, another good exercise, a good practice. So you can put it in your schedule. I don't let a day pass until I find some good quality or act in another person, and I tell this person, Prabhuji, you are Gadadhar Priya Prabhu, you are always very inquisitive. At every class you are here, and you are thinking, actually, you are not just listening as formality, but you are trying to understand, because you have questions or comments. This is amazing. Yeah, I would like to always be like that too. So, and this is a very good exercise. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is very helpful. You can make it as part of your sadhana. Okay, the last question. I cannot hear. The anger is very strong. Force of anger is very strong. Even if we are in knowledge, it is wrong to be angry. But sometimes the force is very strong and we can't control the anger. What to do? What to do? There is one devotee, Dinanukampanam, in Malaysia. It's the name of Krishna. Dina means poor or suffering. Dina. It's unfortunate. And Anukampanam means mercy. So Krishna is merciful. He's Dinabandhu. He's kind to those who are suffering. He's compassionate. Yeah? So, he teaches anger management, and he's even giving some lessons on Malaysian TV on anger management. So what he says, that once you are already angry, it's too late. You have to deal with anger before you get angry. How do you do this? He says, when you are peaceful, you have to decide, take a firm decision, that if I get angry, I should not say or do anything as in anger. I should just walk out. I should just wait till I cool down. And then when I cool down, and how to cool down, we can try to see how it's mercy. We can try to see what are the positive sides. We can try to see what are the good qualities of that person, and so forth. After we cool down, then we can take an appropriate action, whatever is required. So that's what he says, that now you have to decide, before you get angry, you have to decide that I will not say or do anything when I'm angry. I will just go out, chant some rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. and then try to cool my heart down, and then we can deal how to respect the person and do the proper action. Is it okay? So, our task is to see everything as Krishna's mercy, thank Krishna, and respect is the opposite of offensiveness, and respect is manifest as seeing good qualities. So don't only see, but also go and tell devotees that, oh, I like how you do this. That's friendly exchange. That's, because in Kali Yuga it said that we are so greedy, we are greedy even to say a sweet word. We think, oh, no, I cannot tell this devotee that he sings nicely. You know, because if I tell this devotee he sings nicely, he will become proud and it will be bad for him. So we are so greedy, such misers, that even the sweet word we don't allow to come out. We don't have to be. So it's part of our Vaishnava practice to never, you know, it says never fail to praise the Guru in his presence. Yeah? And so we have to make it a part of our life to find, see good qualities in people and tell them that, oh, this is good, this is honestly, sincerely. So these two exercises, please do. Something unpleasant? Look for mercy. That's 44th Bhakti Anga in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's part of Bhakti, Krishna's mercy. And another one, glorify devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.